This is the Detroit Evening Report for Wednesday, May 25th, 2022. I'm Tia Graham from WDET News. The head of the Food and Drug Administration faced a congressional grilling over a months-long delay in inspecting the baby formula plant at the center of a nationwide shortage. FDA Commissioner Robert Califf faced questions today from House lawmakers probing the formula shortage. Califf called the response too slow and not optimal. Lawmakers also heard from three formula executives, including Abbott Nutrition, which apologized for contamination issues at a factory that contributed to the shortage. The company says it's on track to reopen its plant next month, which will eventually help replenish supplies of popular and specialty formulas. A former treasurer for a Detroit firefighters union has been sentenced to 1 year in federal prison. 62-year-old Verdine Day was convicted of embezzling more than $220,000 in union funds, some of which she spent on airline flights, hotels, and ocean cruises. The federal judge who sentenced Day also ordered her to pay more than $220,000 in restitution to the Detroit Firefighters Association. Prosecutors said Day was charged last September and later convicted of bank fraud for obtaining union funds through checks and by charging personal expenses on union credit cards, including flights, hotels, and about $18,000 on two Royal Caribbean cruises. A new multi-year project at the Detroit Historical Museum will celebrate the inspiring stories of Detroit's Black entrepreneurs. The Hustle Project follows in the footsteps of the award-winning Detroit 67 Project and will feature Detroit photographers, oral histories, museum exhibits, and events. The goal is to shine a light on the unsung heroes of Detroit's neighborhoods and to identify Detroit entrepreneurs that exemplify hustling. Crowdsourcing nominations are being accepted throughout May and June. Nominations can be made through the Historical Society website, submitted at the Detroit Historical Museum, and at neighborhood community meetings and town halls where the hustle will be discussed. The City of Detroit Civil Rights Inclusion and Opportunity Department is hosting a youth poetry contest. The Juneteenth Freedom Fest Poetry Competition is accepting entries now through Monday, June 6. Participants must live and go to school in the City of Detroit and may submit only one original poem in English about Juneteenth. Winners will receive a $75 gift card. There will be a total of three winners, elementary, middle, and high school students. Winners will be notified by email on June 13th, and winning poets will read their winning poems at the Juneteenth Freedom Fest celebration on June 19th, and their poems will be published on the City of Detroit website. The Detroit City Council, along with You Snap Back and community leaders, gathered to celebrate the makeover of 64 affordable housing units across 32 buildings. Morningside Commons on the east side will remain affordable for the next 30 years, so residents won't be priced out of their homes. Each of the 32 buildings received new HVAC, upgraded kitchens and bathrooms, among other improvements. You Snap Back is the owner and developer of the 32-building complex. The property is managed by Continental Management, and those interested in living in this community can contact Continental Management at 313-821-0469. Thanks for joining us for the Detroit Evening Report. We'd love to hear from you. Drop us a line at DetroitEveningReport@WDET.org. I'm Tia Graham, WDET News.